Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, back with another dose of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a weight on your shoulders? It's not about physical strength, it's about emotional baggage. Today we're diving into the power of forgiveness and letting go. Because holding on to anger, resentment, or hurt, that's like dragging around a rusty anchor. It keeps you stuck in the past, sabotaging your present happiness and future potential. Let me tell you, I've been there. We all have those moments where someone wrongs us, and we feel that sting of betrayal, anger, or even injustice. It's natural to want to hold on to those feelings, right? To say, they hurt me, so they deserve to be hurt. But here's the thing, clinging to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. So, how do we break free from this cycle of pain? How do we cultivate forgiveness, not just for others, but also for ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways that have truly changed my perspective. First, understand that forgiveness is not about condoning someone's actions. It's not saying what they did was okay or that you forget the hurt. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about releasing the grip those negative emotions have on your heart and mind. You choose to move forward, free from the shackles of bitterness. Second, remember that forgiveness takes time. It's a process, not a switch you flip overnight. Be patient with yourself. Some days will be harder than others. That's okay. Allow yourself to feel the pain, acknowledge it, but don't let it consume you. Imagine those feelings as waves crashing on the shore. Let them come and go without drowning in them. Third, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Not to excuse their actions, but to understand their motivations. Sometimes, people act out of pain, insecurity, or fear. Understanding their story can help soften your anger and create space for compassion. Fourth, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. It reduces stress, improves your relationships, and allows you to live more authentically. Think about the weight you're carrying, and imagine how light and free you'll feel when you let it go. It's like stepping off a roller coaster that's been spinning out of control, finally finding peace and stability. And lastly, remember that forgiveness isn't just for others, it's also about forgiving yourself. We all make mistakes, right? Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, and learn from your experiences. Don't let past regrets hold you back from living a fulfilling life. Ever feel stuck in a rut because of something that happened years ago? Maybe a broken promise or a hurtful betrayal? Picture this. Sarah, a brilliant young artist, had her dream exhibition canceled right before opening night. The gallery owner backed out last minute, blaming bad sales projections and leaving Sarah devastated. Years later, she's still bitter about it, avoiding any new opportunities for fear of getting hurt again. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that unforgiveness can have a ripple effect on our entire lives. It keeps us trapped in the past, preventing us from fully embracing the present and pursuing our dreams. So what can we do? Like I said earlier, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning wrongdoings. It's about choosing to release the negative emotions that are weighing you down. It's about acknowledging the pain, understanding the circumstances, and ultimately deciding to move forward with compassion for yourself and others. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. But by practicing these key takeaways, understanding the true nature of forgiveness, allowing yourself time to heal, cultivating empathy, focusing on the benefits, and extending grace to yourself, you can break free from the chains of resentment and unlock your full potential. Ready to step into a lighter, more fulfilling life? Take action. Start by identifying an area where you're holding onto anger or hurt. Journal about your feelings, practice mindful breathing exercises, or talk to someone you trust about what you're going through. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of empowerment. Remember, the power to forgive is within each and every one of us. Let's choose to live in a world filled with compassion, understanding, and freedom. Until tomorrow, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.